checking the business news, and when the markets in Europe closed a couple of hours ago, London's FTSE 100 was down, the DAX was also lower, while the Euro stocks closed a little bit higher. In the US, the Dow Jones closed up, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were also up slightly. And the Australian dollar is buying 92.65 US cents this morning. It'll also buy you 60 British pence and $1.14 New Zealand. Hundreds of Holden employees have worked their last shift at the car maker's Elizabeth factory in Northern Adelaide. The company has given voluntary redundancy to 400 workers, some finishing up after decades with the company. The colleagues they leave behind face an uncertain time as Holden tries to cut costs to keep producing cars in Australia. The head of the investment banking giant Goldman Sachs says there's currently very little risk appetite among US businesses, and that's hampering the country's economic recovery. Lloyd Blankfein is a controversial figure for having led Goldman Sachs during the global financial crisis. The investment bank was a major dealer in certain financial products, which were associated with the US subprime mortgage crisis that sparked the GFC. Mr. Blankfein said business confidence remains very low among US firms.